VW's deception scheme unraveled when the nonprofit International Council on Clean Transportation, which keeps watch on the environment in order to benefit public health and mitigate climate change, commissioned West Virginia University's Center for Alternative Fuels, Engines, and Emissions to undertake a study to convince skeptical Europeans that auto emission tests were accurate and legitimate. But testing ultimately revealed Volkswagens were fouling the air, spewing up to 35 times the pollution allowed by the Clean Air Act, which in turn caught the attention of the EPA. Now, VW CEO Martin Winterkorn has been forced to resign. Long-term fallout is unclear. Robert Weissman, president of Public Citizen, says not only did the company deliberately deceive consumers, but Volkswagen consciously poisoned the air with gases that cause respiratory illness and exacerbate climate change. Scott Pierce, vice president of the Volkswagen Club of Central New York, believes the brand isn't necessarily tarnished by the diesel scandal.
This is pretty normal in today, the way people are today and the way companies are today. Everybody's trying to cheat the system any way they can. I think that everybody in general seems to do that. These guys got caught at it, and obviously they admitted to it. You know, and I'm not saying it's right, because it's not. But it seems to be indicative of the way that society is in general now.
Tyson Slocum is director of Public Citizen's Energy Program and has been covering scandals in corporate energy and financial sectors, including the Enron debacle, for more than 15 years.
I have never seen a manufacturer build into their product a computer program designed to lie and deceive, that this had to have entailed approval at the highest levels of the company through multiple stages of the process, because this computer program was embedded in the cornerstone of their entire emission system in these diesel vehicles. This is unprecedented. And what it tells us is that corporations still cannot be trusted to tell the truth. And that's why we need strong regulators. And if it wasn't for the Environmental Protection Agency, Volkswagen would continue lying to its own customers.
Again, Scott Pierce.
I know these cars, you know, let more emissions out than's probably permissible, but you're talking about a diesel vehicle that gets very good fuel economy normally. And in comparison to a lot of the other vehicles on the road, you know, they're probably not putting out the amount of emissions for the amount of miles that they travel. So I'm not so sure if I necessarily agree with the standards that are, you know, put forth today as far as emissions go.
The German group has set aside $7.3 billion to help cover the costs of the crisis and said that 11 million of its cars could be affected worldwide. Links to the ICCT report and other resources are available at wamc.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.